Thank you for joining me, Bertie Brits, in today's broadcast of The Love Way. We are in the third part of a series called The Enemies of Grace, and we are discussing the doctrine of inclusion, which I believe is a great enemy of grace. It is an enemy of faith, and I just believe it is so important for us to live by faith and to have faith and not to have any doctrine or anything tamper with our faith, because by faith we have access into grace. We are saved by grace through faith, the Bible says in Ephesians. So, if you want to be saved, you need to have access into grace. And any doctrine or any teaching that tampers with your faith and your belief in God closes the door for you to have access into the grace of God, which is the divine influence upon your heart, the acting out in the life that includes gratitude. Man, that is powerful. Just go and think of that. If you start to think of that, you'll realize that there are many things that we hear about God that actually tampers with our faith, which are enemies of the message of grace. Things that is just said about God which is not the truth, which will simply bring who God is into a wrong light and will make it difficult for you to believe Him. Now, the doctrine of inclusion says that everybody is saved. The doctrine of inclusion says that there's no sinner in the eyes of God, which is not the truth. There are sinners in the eyes of God. Now, if you don't have access to grace, it means you're not under grace. It means you are under the opposite thing of grace, which is the law. And under the law, you are found guilty. And once you're found guilty, you are called a sinner. But once you are in the message of grace and you are a believer in Christ Jesus and you are born of God and His seed is in you, you cannot be judged as a sinner anymore. Paul said that himself. He said, why do you judge me as a sinner? Because he is a Christian. He was more than a Christian. He was just, you know, these days we just say Christians. Now, that's what people were called in those days. But he was a believer in Jesus Christ. He was a believer in what God has done, and he gave his whole life for that. And that was why he was then called a Christian, or he was a believer. Then he said, if I'm a believer, why do you judge me as a sinner? I'm not a sinner anymore. My nature is not towards sin anymore. My nature is righteous. God has changed me. I am born of God. So once you are born of God, you cannot be called a sinner anymore. But if you are not born of God, you are a sinner. If you are not born of God, you will go to hell. Now, I don't want to preach this to bring fear and condemnation into your life, but Paul also preached about that, and people did become afraid because there is judgment for people. The Bible says, "Herein is judgment if they have not believed on Jesus Christ." Now, if you get a doctrine that says you don't have to believe, you are saved anyway because of Jesus Christ, man, that is really bringing condemnation and damnation onto people. Now, faith is not something that you do. Faith is something that happens to you when you hear what God has done for you. So don't think that I must just go and work up this big faith trying to get God to be pleased with me. It doesn't work like that. Faith is a persuasion that's in your heart. I've got a nice series on faith. Go and get that from the website. You can watch it for free online. It's there for you. I've designed that way that you can watch it and that you can get the Word of God into your life. Now, faith is something that happens to you. It's not something you do to get God to do something for you. But without faith, you've got no access into grace. That's why we are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to preach the word so that people can believe. And once they believe, then they enter into the grace of God. Now, the doctrine of inclusion also says that God made the devil the way he is today with a purpose to purify the church and to clean the church. Now, we've also handled that in one of the previous sessions. Get those sessions that are on the website. Go and watch them. You can also download them for a donation of any amount. It's for you. Go and get into that and get a full understanding of this whole thing, and which I just believe is an enemy of grace. Now, there's another part of inclusion which people start to fall into, and that is to think that we are saved only by the faith of Jesus Christ. Now, there are scriptures that says we are saved by the faith of Jesus, which is true. There are scriptures that says that we are raised with Christ by the faith of God. Now, how does that work? And where does our faith come in? Now, let's quickly go to Philippians chapter 3. And we're going to read there from verse 7. It says, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yet doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." Now, let's read verse 9 again. "And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead." Now, this is very important to understand. Paul says that he wants to have the righteousness which is by the faith of Jesus Christ. But you can clearly see that he was doing a certain thing in order to enter into that righteousness. He didn't just say, "Well, I am in that righteousness." He said, "I count that old way of thinking, I count that old way of doing, those that works righteousness, I count that done, and I believe in what Jesus Christ has done, so that I may win him or gain him, so that what he's done might become applicable in my life." It's not applicable automatically. You need to believe it. Now, that's why it's very important to know that the message of works righteousness is actually an enemy of grace, because Paul said here clearly that he doesn't want to have works righteousness, otherwise he will not be found with the righteousness of God, which was by the faith of Jesus Christ. Now, you must realize that your own faith can never produce righteousness for you. Otherwise, we didn't need Jesus. People could live by their own faith, their own belief. "I believe I can do it, and then I will do it." No, it works this way. Jesus Christ came to this earth. He believed Scripture. He lived by faith on our behalf. And then he produced righteousness. He brought righteousness through his faith. And we tap into his righteousness, which came by his faith, through believing and putting our faith in his faith. That's how it works. I don't believe that I've got enough faith to be healed. But I do believe that he had enough faith to bring healing unto me. So I've got faith that his faith was great enough to bring healing unto me. Now, that is the way it works. So we are not saved by his faith. Faith, salvation came and was brought forth and came unto us by his faith. And when we put our faith in his faith, then we are saved by his faith, because we've placed ourselves in his faith. And this is what Paul says. He says clearly, he says, he's doing something. And that was not works righteousness. What he was doing was, he was doing everything to believe that by the faith of Jesus Christ, he is saved. And he was guarding his heart. He was getting his mind into the word that Jesus' faith saves him, and he believes that. He was getting his heart into the word that says, "By the obedience of Christ, I am made righteous, not by my own works obedience." But he was believing that. Now, we can go and just look at that quickly in Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. Now, remember, there are two types of faith. The first one is the faith of God, or the faith of Jesus Christ. Okay? The faith by which he walked. And then we get the faith of man, your faith. Now, the great thing is, by his faith salvation come, but the way it is accessed is actually your faith in his faith. Amen. It's not the size of your faith. It's just if you can have faith as a mustard seed. In other words, if you can, Jesus Christ came, he told the tree, "Wither and die," and the tree withered and died. Then the disciples said, "How quick did this, why did this happen so quickly?" Then Jesus, if you can have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, "Be cast into the sea," and it will be done. And if you go and look in the way this whole thing works is in John chapter 14:15, where Jesus speaks about asking the Father. He says, "Whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, I will do." So what's actually happening? Jesus Christ comes, and by his faith, he'll move the mountain, All that you must do is that you must be persuaded of what He has done upon the cross, and that persuasion is called faith, and by that you've got access into the power of His faith. Man, isn't that so powerful and so awesome? So man, when I go and I pray for somebody, I know my faith is not enough to raise him. But I do believe that the faith of Jesus Christ when He walked the earth was great enough, and that Jesus Christ, where He is seated in heaven, that His faith is great enough, and He believes enough about what He's done upon the cross so that that person is healed. By the eyes of Jesus Christ, healing has already come to him. And Jesus' faith is great enough to raise him. And I put my faith in His faith, then I speak in His name, and then that person is healed. Oh, hallelujah. Man, that is so, so awesome. Let's go to Romans chapter 10 and read there from verse 9. And we just see how salvation comes, how we are saved. Verse 9. If you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you shall believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. Nobody is saved if he does not believe in his heart and confess with his mouth. Now, I want to say this again. It does not help you see this as a work. In other words, saying, well, I just need to confess and believe and confess. Man, that's a work. Listen to the Word of God until you feel faith in your heart to the point that your mouth cannot be shut, but you speak it. It's like with me when it comes to into the area of finances. There is so much faith in my heart that I've got worth to God, and that He cares for me on the basis of my worth and nothing else, because of what I'm worth to Him. Not because I preach on television or because I've done anything, but my worth is determined by what He paid for me. Now, my heart is so full of that because I've been meditating upon that. I've been reading the scripture on that. That my out of my mouth flows all my needs on me. It's just me. I know it's like that. I've said in Afrikaans, you say it, ek God se witbroodjie man. Now the other day I also saw a witbroodjie. Well, bless God, but I'm also one. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, when your heart is full of something, you are really persuaded of it, your mouth, it will come out of your mouth, because what the heart is full of comes out of the mouth. When your heart is full of faith, it comes out of your mouth. So, with the heart we believe unto righteousness. That's what it says. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation or about salvation. So, what happens here? He says, if you will believe and confess, then you will be saved. Otherwise, it will not happen. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So, you believe unto righteousness. That's what Paul says. Man, it's not as if Jesus Christ died, now the whole world is righteous and you cannot do anything about it. No, righteousness has come unto you and you can do nothing about that. That has happened. It's like I said in the previous sessions. Once you're a believer, you're basically a victim of what God has done in a positive sense. Man, healing has come to you. You are, like Reinhard Bonnke says, doomed to be blessed. It is towards you. It is yours. But that is accessed by faith. It says you believe unto righteousness. What do you believe? I believe that Jesus was a human being. I believe He obeyed on my behalf. I believe He died on my behalf. I believe He was resurrected on my behalf. And when He was resurrected, I was resurrected with Him. I believe it. And I make use of that. I grab a hold of that with a purpose to make use of that. And now I have got the right to receive the being of God. That's what it says over there. Now, verse 11. For the scripture says, whosoever believes on Him shall not be ashamed. Then let's go to verse 13. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Now, isn't this so powerful? Then it goes down to verse 16. But I have... let's leave it there. What happens there? Paul says clearly, he says, man, how will people call on the name of the Lord if they have not believed? How will they believe if somebody does not preach? And if they call, they will be saved. So without a preacher, they cannot hear, they cannot believe, then they cannot call on the name of the Lord to say, Lord, I call on your name, I make access. I through faith I've got access into this grace. I make use of this grace. I call on the name of the Lord Jesus now. I make use of my right as a person to receive salvation right now, because I've heard this gospel, I've believed this gospel, and today I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, I've got shocking news for you out there. Listen, if the world does not hear the gospel of Jesus, they're going to go to hell. And we have received the Holy Spirit, the very being of God, the passion of God. We've received that to go and tell the gospel of Jesus Christ to people all over the world. This TV program, I'm preaching on this station, not to just reach the lost, but to reach the church, so the church can start to say, man, I'm the righteousness of God. I've received healing power. I've received the authority to live like Jesus Christ in this world. And today, and from today, I'm going to do what Jesus has done. I'm going to win the lost. Thank you, my God. And get those hands of yours on some sick people. Get that mouth of yours speaking the message of God's unconditional love, mercy and grace to people that need it. Because if they don't hear it, they will not believe it. They will not call the name of Jesus. And the salvation that is so close to them, that's come nigh unto them, they will not make use of it. They'll go through life poor, sick, and man, heartbroken, heart sore, you name it, all types of trouble, marital problems, you name it, they'll have it. And then they might, they'll die and go to hell. Now, what type of life is that? The treasure that is in you is of God and must be used for God and for people, man. It's not a commandment of God. I believe it is. It's an outflow of the nature of God that's in you. And man, may this message of inclusion go to hell, because it is stopping people to preach the gospel. It brings an apathy in the hearts of people when it comes to praying for the sick and just getting their lives into the kingdom of God. Oh, hallelujah. Let's give our lives, man. Here Paul says clearly, and it's the truth, if people don't believe the message of grace, they will not have access into that grace. That's why you need to guard your heart, man. Stay away from that law thing. Stay away from that inclusion thing. Get into the thing where you say, my God has done it for me. I am meditating upon the Word of God. His love compels me and I'm persuaded of His love. Hallelujah. Man, let's take it for ourselves. You know, that's another thing that I want to say. Don't think that knowledge is salvation. The fact that you know that God, the fact that you know that God loves you, you just know it. It's just knowledge. Somebody told you, you know, God loves you. It doesn't change your life. When you've heard the message of God's love to the point that you understand it, and you start to believe it, it will change your life. It's as easy as that. If you don't believe it, it will not. You will not act upon it, and you will not have part in it. Just mere knowledge cannot save you. Gnosticism cannot save you. You know, I've had people listen to my messages and say, well, Bertie, I've listened to this message, you know, and that's it. And then I get other people that's listened to it, and listened to it again, and again, and again, and maybe 20 or 30 times digging into the thing, until they find faith in their heart and persuasion coming into their life. And by faith, one day they stand up and they say, oh, I am the righteousness of God. I am not poor. By His grace I prosper. I am full of the healing power of God. And I see a change in their life. Because they've accessed it through faith. And faith comes by hearing. Now, if you don't feel faith in your heart about something, if you don't feel that deep persuasion in your heart, listen to the message of God's love over and over and over. And please stay away from the message of do's and don'ts, because it does not produce faith. It produces fear. It produces fear, and it brings a hand of manipulation upon your life. Oh, hallelujah. I thank God that I don't walk by what people think about me. But I walk by what God thinks about me. Thank you, Jesus. Because if I had to walk in man's word about me, I would never do anything in the kingdom of God. I always feel like a failure, because most people cannot say anything good about anybody, not even themselves. It's the way it is. So Just get into the Word of grace, get into the Word of God's unconditional love, and know that by faith you are saved. Now, this is even in the Old Testament. Now, we're going to have a look at the Old Testament Hebrew picture value of the word faith. Let's have a look at that quickly. Today, we are looking at the Hebrew word for faith, which is called emunah. Now, emunah consists out of four Hebrew characters. Number one there, aleph, mem, nun, and hey. Now, to every Hebrew character is a picture assigned, which has got significance in meaning when we interpret the New Testament. So the first one there is that of an ox. The picture is that of an ox, which signifies the sacrificial ox or the sacrifice of the leader. The next one there is mem, which speaks of water or just signifies reflection. Then nun, which is the picture of a fish, and it speaks of man or movement in different directions. And then hay, which is a window, which speaks of grace. So faith interpreted in the Hebrew picture value mean the leader sacrificed, reflecting in man by grace. Now, it's very important to know that we are speaking of emunah, of faith. So by faith, we will see the leader sacrificed, reflecting in man by grace. It's very important to know that 1 John also says that those who believe are born of God. Without faith, you are not born of God. God's not born into you. And the sacrifice of the leader is not reflected in you, even if it's by grace. Man, isn't that awesome? It's even in the Old Testament. So know this, that by faith we've got access into grace. The faith of God is what Jesus had in his heart, which brought forth salvation, which brought forth righteousness. And the moment you believe that, then his faith is activated in your life. Or let me put it in other words, then you walk in his faith. And the reward that comes through his faith is reckoned to you when you believe that. Without that, man, you cannot enter in. So, if you want to know more about this, I've got a very nice teaching on this as well on the website, which you can go and listen to. Man, it is for free. Listen to it for free. It's downloadable for donation of any amount. Which I speak on the devil and how the whole thing about Satan works. It's a teaching that I have not broadcasted here, but it's just an in-depth teaching on that. Go and have a look at that. You know, the website's on the screen. Go there. I want to see you in that word well. And you're just going to be so blessed. Now, if you've been blessed by this teaching, I would love to hear from you. And if you've got any prayer request or anything like that, man, there's a number on the screen. Send it. Go to the website. Send your prayer request or your praise report. There's a place to do that. Just dig into that. If you've got a problem in a certain area, we've got a nice place on the website, testimonies with different categories of testimonies, where you can go and look how people got healed and touched and changed in areas where you've got a problem. That can also stir your faith and you can receive your healing today. Thank you for watching this broadcast. I love you. God loves you, and stay in the grace of God.